The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said, while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the crowd. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent in those days, told no one any of the things they had seen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What would an encounter with the divine look like? I read with great curiosity stories like how Moses encountered God. And the Jewish description of this experience is vivid and graphic. And for the longest time, ever since I was a child, I have always wondered what are the common denominators between these Old Testament divine experiences versus our own experiences. Why is it that the experiences that we see of God, people experiencing God, are not the same, or they don't look like with the same experiences that people in the Old Testament had? So I've always had that question in my mind. Is it the same? What's different? I want to learn more about that. For example, when Moses came down from the mountain after talking with God, his skin was shining, and it's as if the residues of God's beauty and nature had stayed on him. I brought this as a demonstration to you. Was it like this? I don't know. You can tell I have an imagination, childlike imagination. But we hear that Jesus' disciples also were used by the Holy Spirit to heal many people, even by touching a handkerchief. That handkerchief, if someone touch it, then they will be healed as well. These are amazing experiences of the Holy Spirit that are part of the life of a believer. We get changed when we meet God. How I wish such encounters with God for us here also at St. Andrew's. Today we remember the transfiguration when the appearance of Jesus' face changed. And I have lots of questions about what was happening and why. And Luke reports to us that Jesus decided to take only three of his disciples up to the mountain to pray. And this is not uncommon for Jesus to do that. What was going to happen was what was not common. And Jesus wanted to teach us about his heavenly world. And what better way than giving a glimpse of the heaven? Wouldn't you have liked that? I'm sure I would have liked that. I'm going to open heaven just for about maybe 30 seconds. I want you to experience what it's like to be there, to have that kind of joy and peace you have never known even from the first day you arrived in the world. I want you to experience what that's like. I know, I can't tell you how happy that makes me feel, to feel like, what would that feel like? Show me, Jesus, what that glimpse of heaven is like. But those three disciples saw it firsthand, and they heard God's voice. You see, being acquainted with God's reality is a gift from God, just as salvation is a miracle from God. We do not deserve it. It's a pure gift from God. When our reality and God's reality just coincides, we flow within God's purposes and will. And Jesus never did anything without a clear purpose. Peter, James, and John did not only see the glimpse of heaven, but they also saw the Old Testament Jewish personalities, meaning Moses and Elijah, one representing the law and the other representing the prophets. And the greatest hint here is that they talked to Jesus about his upcoming exit from the world in Jerusalem. And this is not like a mere Brexit. You all know Brexit, right? No, it wasn't anything like that. It is the ultimate exit from the world, which we will all face here on earth. We die. And Jesus also was preparing for that kind of exit in Jerusalem. It's a big lesson that we learn not only on Ash Wednesday, but one that we need at all times. And it is that our Lord Jesus had to undergo extreme sufferings, which was God's way and purpose to bring redemption for our lives. For you, because he loved you enough to take him to the cross. It's the hardest lesson that we humans have to learn on earth, that suffering will be part of our journey. And Jesus, the Son of God, entered not into glory, his glory, before he suffered pain first and was crucified. Imagine this. If suffering was on Jesus' path, do you think we would get any easier? No. Almost all his disciples were murdered like him. Christian believers are called to the way of the cross, which translates finally into the way of life and peace. Yes, you're going to ask me. Granted, the disciples were initially terrified when the cloud came and enveloped them with Jesus glorified and his guests from heaven, but they had to see it. They had to see it and know that beauty, that goodness of God from our ultimate destination. That's where we should be. That's where we came from. That's where Jesus said, I came and I have prepared a place for you. There are many mansions in my Father's house. That's that same destination that we will have. And I'm looking forward to get there one day. But here's the thing. What an honor here for us here to feel the presence of the Lord Almighty. Perhaps not with our faces shining, but definitely with divine healings in our midst. Don't you desire that? In how many times have you not thought of praying for someone in your family when they told you they have a headache and you think of something else? How many? Many of us, isn't it? I am going to lay a hand on you. That's what believers do, because they know we belong there. If Jesus can do that to the mother of Simon and lay a hand on him and the headache would go, you can do it as well.
In what way can we Christians remind each other that the Holy Spirit lives in you and you just need to lay your hand and claim the power of God
and pray for the people in your family to heal? For God's miracles do operate amongst us. The demonstration of God's power in our lives. I'm not going to talk for OSL, but they tell me there are people who God healed here. One of them actually healed from cancer. Is that true? Yes. That happens. In Christianity, it happens, and it can happen with you. Do not underestimate yourself. God can use you. Places like here at St. Andrew's, we find ourselves with Jesus on the Mount of the Transfiguration. And it is when we allow ourselves to be changed by the presence of Jesus in our midst, to abandon our egos and our identities vested in worldly accomplishments. But when my identity becomes vested in changing my inner life to reflect Jesus, that value is priceless. Being united to Jesus Christ is what we attempt here with a life of prayer, scripture reading, and Holy Communion like we're going to have it here. All this is what prepares us well for our exit. One day we shall face our exit. And I pray that today we begin to prepare it very well with Jesus diligently. Amen.